The other instance that I can think of, it's okay. Do I need to start over again or no? Okay, I can keep going. If somebody say no, please no. We need to go. Okay, that's okay. But if you think in the scriptures, all the way from Abraham, all the way from the book of Genesis, having somebody over to your house as a guest, inviting an invitation, it's so important. Abraham went a long way to invite. When those three men show up, two angels and the Lord, he begged them to please stay with him. And they say, okay, let it be done according to what you're saying. Then Lot, his nephew, did the same thing with the two angels that went on to Sodom and Gomorrah. And they wanted to stay at the square of the city, but then Lot said, please stay with me. I beg you. An invitation was so important that he was willing to sacrifice his daughter for them to be treated as right guests, as his guests. Now, when you come to the New Testament, in the ministry of Jesus, was Jesus, we know that Jesus did not have a permanent place, a permanent home. He had a headquarters, a place where he lived in Capernaum, but he did not own a place. But was he ever invited to some places? Think about it. I was thinking about it last night, trying to make a list in my mind and then write it down of instances when Jesus was invited. And there's several of them. You think about it. For instance, he was invited to Peter's house. Okay, he was invited to Levi's house when he was called to become a full-time apostle. He was invited to Mary and Martha's home in Bethany. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19 that Zacchaeus received him gladly at his home. And he was invited to the wedding at Cana of Galilee when he was beginning his ministry. Those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they compelled him to please stay with them. And then that implied that they were going to have supper and, you know, talk and so on and so forth. You see, Jesus was invited. He was a beautiful guest to have. Now, if you turn it around, I mentioned at the beginning, being to somebody's place where you have not been invited. Now, what about being into somebody's house where you have been invited? Is there a difference? Oh, you bet it is. You bet there is. You feel comfortable. You feel welcome. You feel received. You feel sometimes like you're in your own home. Now, I say this in order, I have 10 minutes. Okay, I think I'm going too quickly. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, if you go to the scriptures, you can see, if I try to summarize what we see in the scriptures, we find three invitations mainly. First invitation we find is for everyone. For everyone. And it's an invitation to be saved. Everyone is invited, no matter what, you know, what language you speak, color of your skin, place where you grew up, where you have been in life, you know, how many mistakes you have made. It doesn't matter. Everybody is invited. That's why we read in Matthew 11:28, come to me. Come to me, all you who labor. When we get into life, when we get into school, when we get into whatever we do for a living, with friendships, we're going to start making mistakes. We're going to start offending people. We're going to start, you know, just sinning because we're humans. And that is going to build up. You're going to, people are going to pay you back, and then you're going to be hurt, and so on and so forth. The way of the transgressors is hard, says the Bible. So that builds up, and then that becomes a burden. But there's not a bigger burden as to when you realize that all those sins you have committed, they offended God. That's a big burden. That's why it says in one of the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn. Mourn why? Because they realize their sins separate them from God. That they're offending the one that has given them life, that's given them everything we have in this life. All the blessings we enjoy, yet we offend them with our mistakes. That becomes a heavy burden. That's why it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And then notice, I will give you rest. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. That rest means comfort from the burden of the consequences of sin. And this is a righteous mourning because I'm repenting of my mistakes. So this is an invitation for everyone. Everyone has the same invitation. Everyone tonight, if you have not responded to the invitation, this invitation is for you. Please come if your sins, you have realized that your sins offend God, you have repented of your sins, you're willing to confess Christ as the Son of God, come and be baptized in the water of baptism and receive the comfort that Jesus promises to everyone. Now, when I think of the second promise, this is a more narrow promise. Invitation. It's an invitation for unfaithful Christians to be faithful, to come back to the fold. When we read in Revelation 3 and verse 20, when it says, "Behold," look at this, pay attention. And this was written to a lukewarm church. And you think about it, you spend more time reflecting about it. There's not a sin that hurts the church more than being lukewarm, that being coming and just, you know, filling a space. It is rather we out than just filling a space. Okay, so he's inviting them. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and do what? And knock." Okay, he's inviting an unfaithful Christian, a Christian that has fallen out of the way, that is maybe we can say discouraged, that is in a sin has not repented of. Maybe he's in an open sin, she's in an open sin, and you have not repented of, and you want to make things right with God. He's at the door and he's knocking. If anyone hears my voice, here's the first step. You have to hear the voice of the Lord. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, because the responsibility is in you, the Lord is not going to do it for you, but he's going to knock. He's going to invite you to open the door constantly. As long as you're living in that sin, he's inviting you back to deal with whatever is hindering you from being a faithful Christian. Okay, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. That is a sign of being a faithful Christian. If you are producing, or we are producing, the fruit of the Spirit. And then if anyone will open the door, I will come in with, to him, and I would eat with him, and he would eat with me. Okay, we'll have this fellowship again. If you open the door and repent. And if anybody is in that situation, that invitation is for you. Okay, it's narrowing down that invitation. You do this by confessing your sins, by asking for forgiveness, and by praying for those sins before God, okay? Can be done in a private manner if nobody knows about it but you. But it can be as public if more of us know about it, or the church knows about it, or you would like to make it public anyways. Whatever you want to do, we can pray for you as well. Now, the third invitation, and this is the one I want to finish with, is an invitation for faithful Christians. Faithful Christians. If you died faithful, this invitation is for you. Now, I love Matthew 25. There was a time when I learned it in Spanish and I was able to quote most of the parable of the final judgment. And I love to quote it. I think I went to a place and I preached once and quoted it, and then next time around I went, maybe 6 months later, I went back and quoted it again. And then I said, man, this preacher doesn't know any other Bible verse. But I like it a lot. I like it a lot. But if you go to Matthew 25, verse 34, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand," he's going to say to those to the lambs, "Come, come." Look at the invitation. Faithful Christians, come. This is going to somebody's house when you're invited. You're going to be treated well. You're going to be the honored guest. Maybe the guest, talking about human terms, the guest might run out of soda, but they're going to give it to you, and they drink water in order to serve you. Okay, if that example applies, okay? "Come, ye blessed of my Father." You're blessed of my Father because you have remained faithful. All this plan of redemption, all this scheme of redemption has been done because of you. Because of you. All the sacrifice that has been made on the cross, all the sacrifice that Apostle Paul went, that Apostle Peter went, all the apostles, all the lengths that we took to be able to preach the gospel and produce the scriptures, it has been done for you so that you can receive this invitation. "Come, you blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world." If you're a faithful Christian, this invitation will be for you. Will be for you. But you have not been a Christian, accept first the first invitation. If you are an unfaithful Christian, accept the second invitation and then the third invitation will be ours. If any way we can help you tonight, please let us know while we stand and while we sing.